Tech, January 4, 2006.
You're listening to Blind Cool Tech, the podcast about ordinary, everyday blind people, coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky. Now, here's the host of Blind Cool Tech, Larry Scoochcon.
Hey, y'all. How is everybody? I'm recording this today with the MicroTrack and the binaural microphones. Doggy. Got into the plant here. Didn't have any real specific topics today. I want to talk to you about a couple of things related to ebooks. And one of them is a new thing we have at the Louisville Free Public Library.
Good boy.
That's my buddy.
He's all good, darky.
And one of those is something that many of you may be familiar with, right? How about good boy? And that is this idea of borrowing audiobooks via the net. I apologize, it may be a little windy out here today. But I'd been testing out this service for the library here for a month or so, I guess. And I think this is the same thing that the Mid-Illinois Talking Book Library program was doing with Net Library, I believe it's called, Overdrive. And what it is that you can borrow an electronic book, an audio electronic book, for 21 days at a time, and it automatically expires. And the way these work is they're protected WMA files. So to answer your first question, no, they will not play on the book port. Yet anyway. In fact, one of the questions Kathy at the library was wanting me to look into was what MP3 players were available to play these things that were halfway accessible. And I do believe the ELO from Walmart, the 1 gig model for $99, will play this file. I'm going to try it out this evening, but I have full confidence that it will, because it says that it plays protected WMA files. Now, the way these WMA files work, you know, normally this is a Windows Media Player, Windows Media Audio, is what WMA stands for, and it's a very seamless process. You just download the file and open it with the Media Player, and at least in my case, I was asked no questions. I don't know if it requires requires that you have a passport account? I suspect it does. I already had one, so that really wasn't an issue for me. I really do need to go read that FAQ, find out more about it. I just saw a new, I got on there and I was browsing, and there was a new James Lee Burke novel. And he is absolutely one of my favorite authors. In case you haven't read any of his stuff, he's actually done several kinds of books, but my favorite series is the Dave Robichaux. He's a Cajun detective. He was on the New Orleans Police Department, and he's a recovering alcoholic. Got a lot of hurtful past that he has to get through between Vietnam and his wife dying, and he's just a great writer that really shows you the picture. And you know, if you've never been to South Louisiana, this is the next best thing. So I'm really looking forward to reading this book, trying out this new service. I don't like the idea of being tied to my computer to read it, though. So I may borrow Shelley's Elo. I gave that to her for Christmas, by the way. The one that I bought so I could review. I told y'all I was going to do that. But I tried to cover it up by telling her I wanted to preload some stuff on there for her. So we got about 20 CDs worth of stuff on there. That's about what you'll get on a 1 gig flash card, which is a good amount. Excuse me. So I was very pleasantly surprised with how easy the website was to use and how seamless the digital rights management seemed to be. So this recording, there's quite a bit of wind out here. I do have the windscreens on, so this should be a good high quality recording, and I think you'll notice if you listen closely, especially Bill, you'll see that there is a thump every time I walk. You know, whether it's elements in the microphone or the microphone hitting the side of my head or what, I don't know. But I'm going to try to get into this thing a little more. I love the size of it. I wish it had a limiter. And it's not the easiest thing in the world to use. It's not a DS2 or a WS by any stretch of the imagination. Now, I think I already told you, you have to turn this on and let it boot up for about 20 or 30 seconds. And you have to hit the menu button to get out of the menus. Then you can hit record. And I have not had the problem of it popping out a record like Neil reported in his excellent review of this product. Rich C called on the voicemail last night and was mentioning that he got an Eddie Roll R1 for Christmas and he's delighted with it and wanted to know my opinion of it. And you know, honestly, I have not used it that much. I'm going to give this micro track a little bit of a workout, and then I think Rob and I will switch out. Rob was mentioning today he's actually thinking about getting one of these if they can straighten up their act a little bit. And I think I mentioned to you that Bill Blue had written the project manager for this product and got a pretty good response. You know, there's some things that they can do and things they're going to try to do. There was some that, you know, they didn't have hardware capabilities, but I think the few things that they can do will make a tremendous difference. So that's one of the things I'm going to try to attend to tonight, is to get over on the M Audio website, m-audio.com, and see if they've got new beta firmware for this thing. It's been a month or two since we've checked. Good boy, little buddy. Alright, we're going to stop and let Jake take a break here. Good doggy. And man, Scott, I am, every time I come here, I think about you. But I think I mentioned to the rest of the BCT listeners that Scott Howell and I were in the same class when I got Jake and he got Payne. And man, I am so sorry for your loss of your other dog there, Scott. Believe me, I know how it is, and it's never hard. In fact, when I lost my third dog, I mean, it was one of those things where he just died overnight. And, man, I'm not ashamed to say, I cried. And it shook me up so bad, I really didn't know if I wanted to get another dog for a while. But I did. I had two since then, in fact. And never regretted it. But that is the hardest thing in the world. I know for those of you that don't use a guide dog, it's difficult to appreciate how close you get to these guys, because, I mean, they're with you all the time. And like Scott was saying, that dog would not let him out of his sight. Now, Jake's not quite that way, but I know both of my German Shepherds were. I mean, the first one, Finn, I couldn't even go to the bathroom without him following me over there in the house, you know. So, Shepherds are very loyal, devoted dogs. Not that the other ones aren't, it's just that the Shepherds seem to show it more. Maybe they're just more neurotic, I don't know. I sure enjoyed the two I had, the smartest dogs you'd ever want to see. Good boy. We're crossing Clifton here. And again, it really is windy. Apologize for any wind noise. The other thing I wanted to mention about ebooks was that Mario is taking classes. He's getting another master's degree from the University of Phoenix online system. And he was telling me that starting this semester, they've removed the copy protection from their textbooks. So, hats off to University of Phoenix. I hope this is I shouldn't say copy protection, I should say digital rights management. But hats off to University of Phoenix. That's definitely a step in the right direction. This is such a controversial topic, and I'm still under the firm belief that really the only real thing that DRM does is inconvenience the end user. I really don't think it stops piracy to any significant degree at all. I'd be willing to wager that if the DRM were removed from many of these audio books and documents, that actually the sales would be better, because people wouldn't have such hassles getting into them. So I'm trying to persuade Mario to do a podcast, just giving us a tour of the University of Phoenix online learning system, and showing us, you know, he's apparently all the textbooks, all the curriculum material is all available in electronic format. Really nice. Now, Shelly had a couple of classes last semester. Gosh, it's been a long time since I've been in school, but one of the classes she was taking was Spanish 1, and the workbook for that was online. Unfortunately, I did not get a chance to see if it was at all accessible. I really kind of doubt that it was, but I should have checked. Just ran out of time. Oh boy, did I have one of those days today. Everything I touched fell apart. But I think you need some of those days to appreciate the ones where everything falls into place. You know, I'm always amazed when either I or one of the guys there can writes a function and it works the first time. That's the stars are aligned right then. And you know, even after years and years of experience, of course, depending on the complexity of the function, that's not usually possible to write one in one shot and have it run right the first time. Especially when you get it to compile and run. You know what I mean by compiling is you have to turn this program's source code into a format that the computer can actually execute, understand, and operate on. You know, when we look at it, it's just text files, and those are representations of what code you want to generate. So it's a remarkable feat when you can write a function that, first of all, compiles right, because there's lots of little details, and secondly, one that runs right. Well, that was not the kind of day I had today. I couldn't even run a program that was supposed to run. I spent about 6 hours on a 5-minute job today. But you know, you want to make sure it's right, so I didn't mind spending that 6 hours finding out what was going on. I really didn't get to the bottom of it, but got to a place that we can live with. Good doggy. Wait on the traffic to get on our way here. I could have pushed the button, I guess. I do want to do a podcast demonstrating that net library at some point too. And I'm really excited about this. And I didn't finish telling you what happens after the 21 days is you can either, good boy, go back to the website, check it out again for a little more time, or it self-destructs on your device. Excuse me. And the way way this works is that, you know, the libraries are paying the publisher a certain amount, just like, you know, a regular print book. But there were several thousand, a few thousand anyway, audio books. And like I say, this James Lee Burke novel, this was one I hadn't even heard of. It was just published in 05, so it's new. Hey.
You're a good dog, little buddy.
Boy, we have got some great content coming into the FTP server. And I'm really trying to do a little bit of a web redesign that will allow you to upload the files straight from the website just by clicking on a link and maybe filling in a few things about you know, your name and a description of the file. So that's one of the things I really want to get going on the website, but another one I also want to do is this idea of, you know, regular contributors that do have their own podcasts, especially to automatically distribute those via the BCT podcast, if they want to, of course. Let's see, what else is going on? Oh, I should give you an update on the Bookport firmware. We finally got over the hurdles of supporting the FAT32 file system. So we'll probably be releasing a beta as soon as Friday, but probably next week. I'm took the day off tomorrow because I've got to take Freddie up to Cincinnati to the canine ophthalmologist. Get his eyes checked, get some medicine, and hopefully he'll be alright. It must be 60 degrees out here today. This windbreaker's a little bit too much. With a long sleeve shirt. It's gorgeous. A little windy, but hey, I like that too. Why not? Let's see, what else have I got on my list here I want to talk to you about? Oh, Debbie Norling. Gosh, I sure hope we'll be getting some more creative submissions from you, Debbie. I know there was several topics you mentioned on your last cast that I, in particular, was interested in. So I really do want to encourage you and any of you new people. We've got two new ones coming up here right after this one, or maybe they came right before this one. I haven't got them all uploaded yet. But I've really got to come up with a way to streamline this process. You know, one problem is that I really don't feel like I do justice to the files when I describe them. You know, I may be missing out on nuances, or I may just, you know, in an effort to get it out there in a timely manner, I may just skip through it and kind of see what it's about. But, you know, if you could provide that description, especially if we can automate this whole process, you know, we could have it so that you know, we mentioned the case of those of you that already have your own podcast. But even those of you that don't, we can make it as simple as, you know, especially if it's somebody we know that, you know, you've submitted a couple and built up a level of trust, and we know you're not going to do something crazy. You know, we can even set up a system that would, once you sent your file to the website and described it, you know, it could just automatically post without me having to be there or anyone having to be there for that matter. So I'm really looking forward to getting that going this year. Mary had a great post on things she would like to do this year. I've got a few too that I want to accomplish. Unfortunately, a couple of them I can't talk about, but there are some general things I can talk about. I'll start out with personal stuff. I want to do a little bit of remodeling on my house, and Joe has agreed to work with me on that. One of the things we want to do is a new kitchen, and my kitchen is fairly small. This house was built back in 1945, and I don't think big kitchens were the thing back then. And I'd actually like to remove the wall between the kitchen and the dining room. Right now there's a wall there with a swinging door on it in the middle of the wall that separates the kitchen and the dining room. And I really would like to open all that up. Maybe put a counter a few feet towards where the door was. Because I do need more counter space in that kitchen. Put in some nice cabinets, tiled floors. Shouldn't really, if we don't tear out the wall, it won't be a major, major project. But if we do, it's going to add a little more complexity to it. There's a couple of good reasons to leave the door there too. One is, you know, when the dishwasher's running, it's nice to be able to shut that door so you don't get the noise in the living room. But probably when I do the kitchen, hey, quit that sniffing. I will purchase a new dishwasher and it won't be quite so noisy. This is a really old one. In fact, Joe and I had to laugh the other day. My bathroom is old too. It looks good though. It's a sea foam green color, the sink and tub and toilet are, and it's got green and black tiles in there. And it's so old, it looks good. And we were going to replace the sink, or at least we're going to look at it. And got to looking, and we actually found that you could get these sinks in sea foam green again now after 60 years probably. So that was kind of, ended up keeping the old sink and just putting new faucets on it. Because the old sink's pretty cool. But I do want to redo the tiles and mirrors and lights in that bathroom too. Maybe put, I don't know, marble in there, marble and mirror. And got some projects I want to do. I don't know if I'll actually get to the kitchen and the bathroom both this year, but then wouldn't mind working on the bathroom up on the second floor too. Then I've got some neat things I want to do outside. I'm going to take you around my yard and my house one of these days, like Jeff had suggested. In fact, today would be a nice day. It's been kind of cold here lately, but when I do this, you'll see I'm on a pretty good hill, and I've got these, I guess it's limestone. They're flat rocks, about a foot wide. And I have these retaining walls that are made of these. Well, I would actually like to build up the wall around my garden, and raise that up and put some, you know, get some better dirt in there. But I'd also like to actually build the fence out of this sandstone or limestone or whatever it is. Right now I've got chain link fence, but I think this will look so much cooler. And then on the bottom side of the yard, the low end, I'd actually like to raise that up a little bit. If I had the money, I'd put a pool in over there, but I don't have that kind of money right now. I probably, I probably should be spending more time focusing on something to earn a better income, but I'm not hurting for money. I don't want to work 24 hours a day like I have done for many, many years in the past. I know when I was in my 20s and 30s, I literally worked 20 hours a day, many, many days. Well, especially when I was getting ASAP and ASAW ready. It is difficult to imagine the incredible amount of hours that go into a fairly complex piece of software like that. But at the same time, it is a lot of work, but there is so much gratification and reward from seeing the fruit of your efforts and watching it work, and then knowing that, oh, just this little tweak here or there, you know, I could actually have it do this or that. It's just a great feeling. And, you know, besides that, I'm lazy. I want things to work the way I want them to work. Good boy, little buddy. Just turn the corner, heading down stilts, down the hill. I know sometimes you guys can hear me coming up this hill and getting out of breath because it's pretty steep. But some of the other things I would really like to do this year is to learn PHP and Perl. The Bookport Spider program is my first candidate for conversion to another language, like probably PHP or Perl. And Trackit is another one. That one will definitely be PHP. It's actually VB script right now. And there's some limitations that I can't find a way to get around. Maybe there is. But I've given it the fairly diligent try and not been able to get around some of the issues. One of them is the password protected websites. And I'm not happy anyway with the way that, see, this program runs as a, well, a script on Internet Explorer, so you get some side effects with your screen reader and how it interacts with web pages that are undesirable. So I'll be glad to get that away from a, you know, an application that's hosted by Internet Explorer. I would like to pick back up on my Spanish studies as well. I'd like to also get back into the martial arts. I really would prefer jiu-jitsu or taekwondo, but I think, whoops, good boy. I think there's an opportunity to take classes over at KSB in Kung Fu. So I may go for that. What else? I'm going to get to, you know, some of the obvious things. I'm going to try to be a lot more patient and a lot more kind to people I know and people I don't, too. You know, I'm an optimist, and I try to look at the bright side of everything and see the best in everything. But I think I could do even better at that. Also, I've got some great projects at work I'd like to get finished up this year. Well, both started and finished. So you'll have to stay tuned to see what kind of stuff we've got up our sleeves. Good boy, little buddy. We're heading up our front steps. There's, what, 10 or 11 steps there, and then sidewalk kind of makes an S curve. And then a few more steps onto the front porch. Good boy, little buddy. We are home. Hey, boo. What's new? Where's my mama's? Hey, Myers. What's new? What? Hey, how was school today? You played what? What'd you have for lunch? Hey, Mars. Say Blind Cool Tech. You do too. How's your day, boo? What are they doing, Mars? What's that? Let's go potty in the potty.
Mom's taking me.
Okay. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. I'm sure glad y'all could join me for a walk home. And we'll see you
in
the
next one. To Blind Cool Tech.
Have a good one.
Visit us on the web at
www.blindcooltech.com.
If you would like to contact us, our email is blindcooltech@gmail.com. You can also subscribe to the Blind Cool Tech email list at blindcooltech-request@freelists.org. Our phone number is 206-984-9203, where you may leave voicemail feedback about the show.